I like how your hair sticks out beyond your helmet.
Yeah, it's long enough now.
Mm. Mm.
Pretty much Jesus.
This week, the Taumalolo experiment is a fizzer. The finals become as likely as Pistols Multis, and the Poddocks playing musical chairs. Welcome to On the Ranch. On the Ranch, episode 84. You're listening to this on Wednesday, the 11th of August. This Saturday is Cohen Hess's birthday. This Sunday, Dejan Arce's birthday. He's 20. I feel old. I'm
what
Rob
a guy.
At XR Bob on Twitter, sitting across from me. Oh, like I said, musical chairs. I'm a little confused because now he's staring at me all the time instead of showing me his groin. Pistol, he's back.
I'm back.
He's back. He's been venturing around Australia.
The wandering traveller.
Well, Queensland.
Central, Western, Barkie, all that. It was a great trip. To sort of sum it up, we've got family down in Brisbane and Sunny Coast, right? So if we go on a driving holiday, you're just going past all these areas. Whereas this holiday, we did the Bundaberg Grump Factory tour. We went and saw Agnes Waters for a few nights. We spent a night in Gladstone. We did hikes in Carnarvon Gorge, had a steak out at Barkaldine. It was just a really great, no-stress trip, nothing booked in, just have car wheel travel.
Very good. Next to him. At Morgan Holmes Evans, you haven't really been travelling around Queensland, have you? I suppose you have.
I haven't travelled anywhere for a while.
Just in town. You've been travelling around Townsville.
I'll tell you what, bro, Rob.
Busy, busy.
Pete's back. Mick's gone.
I know.
I feel like you and me, we are the bedrock of this podcast.
We are, 100%.
Just keeping this thing on the road.
Yeah.
Listen here.
No, moving on.
We started this. You're just a Johnny come lately, all right?
Yeah, but I've stuck around for every time since, unlike you, buggering off to the rum factory.
Our good friend Barking Frog MC is living it up in, I nearly said Cloncurry, Mount Isa, isn't it? Didn't he go to Mount Isa?
Yeah, he's doing the rodeo.
Somewhere out west.
Well, maybe he's dropped into Survivor Tribal
Council.
Tribal Council.
You might be an intruder.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, I did not think of that.
Could you imagine Frog being on Survivor?
He'd be done in a day.
He'd be voted off
six
in a day.
6 hours.
Yeah, six,
six
hours.
If that.
A couple of flies.
He wouldn't get a celebrity get me out of here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen his bush skills? I personally haven't. I'm just wondering. He wouldn't even know how to make fire with petrol in a match.
Jesus, righto. He is probably going to hear this tomorrow. But anyway.
I hope so.
Sad with your chest.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. And coming in, well, I was nearly going to say fourth place, but taking, like I said, musical chairs in Pistol's regular spot underneath the flags. Hendo's back for a second week.
Evening, gentlemen.
Become a new regular.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Finally got some top-notch bloody observations.
You know what? You've actually matched Kyle Felt for guest appearances.
I'll take that.
You're one behind Gaddis, I think. I think he's done three. Yeah. So, yeah. No, you're doing well. It's not bad.
Back for the 85?
Yeah. Yeah, come back next week. Why not? We'll kick someone else off. It'll probably be me.
And it's just a constant poddock of people that defy laws and want to see more with all you lot wearing glasses.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, look at that.
Jesus gave you eyes for a reason, and you defy him by wanting to see extra.
These are just to make me look smart, Pete.
All of a sudden, Pete believes in Jesus. But anyway, postman this week, Ashley Peterson.
Well, he looks like it.
Yeah, he'd like to. Ashley Peterson said, hey guys, question for the pod. What has happened to our go forward from our forwards? Here is some stats from Taumalolo's previous seasons. We can all agree on averaging around the 200-metre mark. Oh, Jesus, bottle of rum.
Pete.
A bottle of rum has appeared on the table.
I did not expect
that. Just like
that.
Pistol's in for a big night.
Did not expect that.
Out comes the rum out of the old jersey.
And surprise, surprise, there's a bit of coke right there that you could put a nip in if you so feel that way. Anyway, back to Ashley Peterson. He said also Josh Maguire, an average of 166 metres a game. Jordan McLean with 124 metres a game for the 2020 season. Can you guys put your finger on why our forwards are so behind on stats? It's basically very similar rules to 2020. Also with Maguire and Molo let go. And Corey Jensen, who's going to take the reins for the meter eater department next year? In my opinion, stocky forwards with the builder Matt Scott and Gallen are what we need. But the players of that stature like Josh Maguire, Francis Molo, Corey Jensen have all been let go. And let's not forget Jensen's form in 2017.
Good question.
It is. It is. I need it. You're right. You're mixing that well. Very good. Yeah. I think we have to look at it that making meters isn't the prime stat. Yes. I will agree that, you know, whenever Taumalolo makes 200 plus, we seem to have a good night or a good week. Speaking of good nights, the rum's being passed around the table. So I can sort of concur there. Josh Maguire, yes. Yeah, he had good meters a game, but I don't think letting him go had nothing to do with the meters he made. It was more his other influence on the club.
Yeah, like...
For better or for worse.
For better or worse,
for mostly worse, by all reports.
Mostly worse, but we see he was also that old head. He just...
Yeah.
Is what we've been lacking.
Yeah.
100%. Like, he might not have been the most amicable off the field or temperamental.
Yeah.
But...
On the field, he had that mongrel.
He had that mongrel. Like, Gilbert does have that mongrel.
Yes.
Him and Gilbert, it was sort of like new bull, old bull.
Yeah.
And it was that they were...
Probably because they were so similar.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, so
similar. I think Gilbert takes a little more seriously.
Oh, 100%. He's nicest guy off the field.
Mm.
White line fever. Like, absolute white line fever. Gets on that field and he just doesn't see... Bit strong, that nip.
You know that wasn't a full bottle when you...
That was a... Yeah, but that's 30 mils.
Into a half. Anyway. Uh-huh. It's all good. It's fine. Anyway.
Mate, if our forefathers can shear sheep out west on nips of rum mixer...
He goes out west once.
Well, the rest of the season, all we're going to hear is about bloody bush stories.
God. Bloody hell. It's like Russell Coynt went home for 2 minutes.
Endo's right, bro. I do think we need mongrel. We need someone to stand up with a spine and, you know, really stand up for the team.
We miss that Bluey Southern, that Carl Webb,
You know,
Luke O'Donnell.
What I'm looking forward to this weekend, and you talk about getting an old head or whatever. There's been talk of, you know, we lost out by Dale Finucane, and I'm sort of glad we didn't get him because we've got so much North Queensland product up here that we can grow our own. Tommy Gilbert's a 20-odd game veteran. Use that word loosely because he's one of the leaders of the forward pack. You put him, he's got his roommate Griffin Neame playing this weekend, and if Griffin's anything like Tommy, they could be the future. That's a cornerstone. That's your Bash brothers. Remember the Penrith team back in the day? They had Jay Nullivale and Pulitua, the Afro buddies. We just need that bit of drive. McLean's a workhorse. Taumalolo do what he has to do, but you go forward, you just... I don't know. We've got the talent here. You've got Ben Condon. You've got Peter Holler.
You do, but again,
you've got Emery Perret.
You need the old head as well.
They're all young, though.
Yeah,
they are. Like, that's why I think you keep Jordan McLean. I've been critical about him, but at least he's a bit of an old head.
His work rate has actually been pretty high, especially the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Cohen Hess has stepped up as well this year.
Massively. Cohen Hess is a 100-game first grader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's five seasons.
He's finally playing like it. In the middle.
Yeah, consistently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas the year before last when he played Origin and he was coming out and blowing people away, yeah, he could blow them away but not consistently.
No.
Whereas now he's at least defensively and pressure on the opposition.
The kick pressure he puts on.
Yeah.
He sprints out of that from that dummy half to put pressure on the kicker is phenomenal.
And you also got to remember we've got a very young spine. Reece Robson. Love him. But what's he played? 25 games?
Yeah, same with Drinkwater, Dearden.
Dearden,
obviously.
You know, they've all been touted as future stuff, and Thurston summed it up brilliantly in one of his interviews. Yep, you're a first grader when you play one game, but you're not a true first grader till you've had anywhere from 50 to 100 under your belt.
Oh, minimum, with some players. Yeah.
And you look at some longevities of the Cam Smiths of the world, like that's just a freak. But how many good talent do you see getting around in the NRL that have played 100 games? There's a lot of it and a lot of good talent. But those players weren't as good as what they were 2 seasons ago. So I think you just got to stick with who we've got at the moment and trust the plan on what Toddy's trying to build. Rome isn't built in a day.
Mm.
Rome, Queensland?
It's frustrating as hell. Don't worry, I'm hurting.
There are some things that at the moment I disagree with. So playing, as I mentioned in the intro, playing Taumalolo on an edge.
See, I thought that was a great move. When I read that, I thought that you'd be playing him on an edge 3 seasons ago when he was that ball. He's still a Hulk. He's still a ball-wrecking machine. But people understand, oh, well, we just get an extra player in there.
He doesn't.
When he's attacking an 85-kilo centre or winger, imagine if you're Benny Hampton playing centre and you're lining up on Taumalolo.
We've got to have ball in possession for that to work,
correct,
though.
Correct.
That too. But also, when Taumalolo was that big wrecking ball, we had the Matt Scott in the middle.
That's right. Yeah.
We had the big meter eaters in the middle, which is sort of what Ash was saying. It's like, where are those big meter eaters in the middle that allows our edges to just run over the top of them?
Yep.
Like you put anyone, like Taumalolo's our meter eater.
Yep.
You take him out of the middle and we're not going forward at all.
Yeah.
And Sunday was a prime example of that.
Yeah, we had nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And from the Cowboys' success of 04, 05's first grand final to 15, you look at that forward pack of times we had. You mentioned we had Carl Webb, O'Donnell, Southern all in the one side.
Yeah,
Justin Smith there as well. You've had Tamo, you've had Matt Scott. I mean, you've got the Australian props in your side for the best part of a decade.
Yeah.
You know you're going to do good work on that. We've had people like Gavin Cooper and just workhorses at the moment. Mitch Dunn, yeah, he's fine in his feet. He's still only a 25-game first grader.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Peter Holler, massive praise on him. He's obviously not working hard in training or they're not seeing something in him, but he can come in. You're right, what you're saying, with Taumalolo, with no one else helping him, but that's because we don't have anyone else there helping him. So you can't just hang him out to dry. It's when you just run a little bit harder if you're one of the other up-and-comers. And at the moment, you have a look at where we're getting ball. We're always bringing it out in our own 10 or 20.
Yeah.
So when a forward's ready to take their hit up, it's on the fourth tackle. You've really only got one play to make an impact on it.
You go back 3 years or so, it's our back rowers that were bringing it out, not our centres, wingers.
Yeah.
So it wasn't our wingers and centres bringing it out. It was the back rowers that were bringing it out and they were punching through. And now it's felt to Lagi, to like all those guys on the wing, smaller bodies are taking those first three hit ups. Forwards aren't getting back there and second rowers aren't getting back there at all to just get that first initial roll on to get through from that line.
It's like we've gone and fixed our back line and we've let our forwards.
Yeah.
100%. In the meantime. So, anyway, Ashley Peterson also said, best episode yet in reference to last week. I think he's a fan. Endo?
Possibly.
Yeah, I get that idea. In reference to
I like this Ash Peterson. I think he's taking the piss a fair bit on this. I go away for 1 week.
Yeah. No, I think he's spot on. Reference the Maltese. Trent Yesberg said, trash Morgan, bring back Pete.
He's clearly out of his mind.
Yes. Trent, whoever you are out there.
Whoever you are.
He's got baby brain.
How many legs did you actually drop? Was it only the one?
I'll have a look.
About four.
No, I
don't know.
One sounds about right.
I dropped two.
I know you dropped the first.
Yeah. Dropped the first pretty quick.
Soccer, but that went well.
I dropped three. So Geelong GWS got
me. That's not too bad. Wasn't it 9 legs or something ridiculous?
No one saw Geelong losing a GWS.
No, Bulldogs got me.
No one saw the Dogs losing a Bombers.
And I did not see Michael Chiesa losing to Vicente Luque in the UFC either. He got done by submission, which nobody saw. So
what was the move? Hell's Gate? Did he tap out?
It was a H-bomb.
Yeah.
It was a triple H-bomb.
Hell's Gate's actually a submission move the Undertaker performs in.
Could have been a suplex, I'm sure. Actually.
For a guy who believes in wrestling. Anyway.
It is a great product. Yeah. I don't watch anymore. I like the old school stuff.
Could have been a people's elbow.
Oh, what a move. Spinebuster and then just gas about for another 3 minutes before you drop an elbow on someone. That'll get the crowd.
Dino piped up and said, will Pistol Pete take the same haircut of his favourite player, Gutherson?
No, he's not my favourite player.
Well, he actually commented on that when the photo of Gutho came out with the little rat's tail.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. I see that. Yeah, no, that shan't be happening. And Gutho is not my favourite player.
So Dino also said, look, if we do end up chopping your hair off when you're not looking, we have to put it on the pod and raise some money for a charity or something. He said, maybe go a mullet for a couple of weeks. You could try and match Dino's
right.
Yeah?
Right.
Maybe put it in Broncos colours.
No.
Raise money for
if you grow it out.
I'll tell you what, I'll put it in Broncos colours if there's also a bit of a streak of blue in there.
Well, that's kind of weird.
That's Lions colours then.
If you grow it out 35 centimetres, you can chop it off and give it to the people that make wigs.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah, there you go. Right.
Sister does it all the time.
You could actually contribute to society.
But I don't know who'd want his hair on their head, though.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Alistair Horn said, "Hey, guys, enjoyed the show last week. I hope the team keeps turning up every week and keeps competing. I'm looking forward to watching the debutantes. It is the right time to play them." Yeah, that's not a bad assessment. Hey, the season is pretty close to gone, so you might as well blood a few players now, mix it up. I mean, there's that many injuries now, you might as well.
Going to have to.
You have to.
Yep.
So
I'm interested with this week on the lineup. I'm hoping it changes between now and Saturday.
I don't know, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
The weekend just gone, round 21 on Sunday. The Titans playing host to the Cowboys at Cbus Super Stadium. And I'll tell you what, the ground there at Cbus holds up a whole lot better than Suncorp, doesn't it? 36 points to the Titans, 14 to the Cowboys. Tries for the Cowboys. Tom Dearden, Val Holmes and Kyle Felt. I have to admit, I didn't see that last try. And tries to the Titans. Two for Kelly, one to Brimson, one to Fifita, one to Firma, one to Taylor, one to Herbert. Did anyone not score? 7 tries to 3 in total. Toby Sexton, 4 from 7, which... if he had kicked all of them, would have looked even worse. Val Holmes, 1 from 3. Missed one from right in front.
How do you do that? Even Pete would get that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yes.
Fair go.
No, I have.
No.
In his RMs.
Stuff, yeah. In the RMs. Yeah.
Yeah. Dearden put all the hard work in to try and get it closer for him.
He did, yeah.
5 metres from the side of the post.
It's a bit rude, wasn't it?
Straight across the front.
That is something, though, I've noticed in games of late where we've either been in the contest or, you know, we've ended up getting blown out like this Titans one and the Broncos the week before and what. Goal kicking from the other team has been keeping us in the games. Remember Roosters games? Like it was like 8 tries to 3 and we only lose by 12.
Yeah. 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 Doesn't hurt. Goal kicking across the board seems to be pretty average, except for some
Cleary.
Teams. Except Cleary, for yeah, well. Yeah. But he's been missing for 5 weeks, so that's been handy.
Reynolds. Out of all the goal kickers in the league at the moment.
I think
Reynolds. That are playing, not that you can't pick someone that's injured on the size. Like they've got to be playing it. Who would you have as your first choice goal kicker?
Yeah, Reynolds.
Reynolds over Cleary?
Oh.
Well, Cleary's not in at the moment. Is he in
apparently he's missing this week as well.
No, right. So, yeah, okay, you can't pick Cleary.
But see, I think Reynolds is getting better. At the start of the year, he was sort of a bit, he was missing some probably ones he should have been getting. But that I saw him kick a few on the weekend just gone. And he's nailing them from the side. And he's got a bit of a Thurston Bend on his kicks now.
That Jermaine Asake is a sharpshooter.
Do you call him Thurston Bends or do you call him Al Masri Bends?
Or Beckham Bends.
Thurston.
Thurston Bends.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah, you're right. Asako can kick him too, unfortunately.
Asako is a sharpshooter.
Ruben Garrick. He's leading everything. Ruben Garrick.
See, I don't watch enough Manly games to really see.
But he's leading.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
But they've been scoring a bucket load of tries too. Thanks to
Turbo. Is that lucky that they've scored tries?
Is that points or is that percentage?
Leading points, but then he's behind Reynolds by, 9 on goals.
Didn't Reynolds just break the record for Souths, all-time point scorer for Souths? Yeah.
So Reynolds is on 214, Garrick's on 240.
240?
240.
He's blitzing it.
Goals?
That's on points.
That's points.
And then goals, Reynolds is 97, Garrick's 86.
And Garrick has scored a heap of points, as in tries. Not just
so.
Not
how
just
many goals has he kicked? 86.
He's kicked 86. Reynolds 97. So Cleary 65.
62-12. So he's got 172 in goals, and he's got another 40 in tries. So he scored 10 tries.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Matt's over here.
Okay. No thanks.
Anyway,
Val Holmes is number 9.
Yeah, he's missed a few games.
Do you know what he's number 1 in? Errors.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Okay. We saw that. Yeah.
I'll always defend someone though, because you only make errors if you're having a go,
having a crack.
I tell you what,
you can have a clean sheet and look clean, and your jersey don't even go in the wash that week, and you made no errors.
Errors didn't help us this week. Yeah, no. I tell you, 2 to Val Holmes, 2 for Felt, 2 for Connolly, Hampton, Drinkwater, Tamalolo, Condon. I mean, it wasn't good across the board. I know we've given points to players, and there were a couple of half decent standouts, but there's only so much you can do when you're stuck in your own 30 metres for 90% of the game. I think even possession was cruel to us
especially in the first half, we only completed at 66%.
Well, first half, we had like 32% yeah. possession.
Yeah.
In the first and 20, they had a 20 minutes.
And they had a perfect completion rate.
Yep.
For probably 100%. The first 20 or 30 minutes. So
I was listening to it on the drive into Barkie, so I didn't get to see bugger all of the game.
Just dropping in that he was been out west again. Yeah.
Just out west.
Yeah.
But the call team on ABC, 5:40 at AM out there, not 6:30.
Wow.
That's okay. A trap for young players, yeah, I'll tell you that one. Be.
Who's yeah. the call team?
No, it's still the ABC call team.
Oh, it's not yeah. the locals?
No, they had Zane Bodich and
people
on. Yeah, no, they had that. But we defended the line something fierce. Apparently they had just set after set after set on us, and we repelled a lot. I mean, that's got to take a bit of gas out of you.
It did, it did. All their possession and all their... Did they have repeat sets? Not so much, but...
They had quite a few. There was a few... How many drop it? There was...
Force dropouts was only 2-1. They only had 2.
Okay.
That's in the total game. That's going off NRL stats. I didn't think they had too many repeat sets. It's just that we couldn't do much with ours when we got the ball.
And that's a trend for us. We get the ball. We don't go a long way. And then we have to hand it over and off they go.
Because Valentine saved that try. It's gone up as a try on the radio. And then it's been overruled. Old mates obviously knocked it on or whatever.
He's just dropped it cold.
But then they got a penalty anyway. So I was like, we've just...
Because they looked at something else.
Yeah, Dearden rushed off the line.
That's right, because Dearden was off the line
early. And then did it impact anything? Tackle. How often does that shit happen in a game?
In saying that, though, he was about 2 metres in front off the line before the ball was even placed on the ground.
So it was a definite... Fair call.
It was a definite penalty.
Well, when does that ever get called up? You know, if the Cowboys were the Storm, it would have just been handover.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on.
And really, we shouldn't be going back that far looking at that sort of thing. Yeah. Like, I know it was in that same play. Yeah. So, by letter of the law, you are supposed to. But, in effect...
But they propelled the ball 10 metres, didn't they? So, advantage is taken.
The try was scored outside him anyway, so...
Well, he was the one... That made the cover tackle, though.
But he would have been there anyway, because the tackle was behind him, as in the score. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they had to go past him anyway.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I don't know, anyway. If that was against us, then yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, take that.
Get that back off him. Yeah. But look, I don't think we were in this game at any point, myself.
Listening to it for the first 25, I thought we were. Like, we defended.
Defensively, but then they just ran gas, over. Just that gas. 13 errors. Yeah.
14-4 at half time. I saw that score line and went, you know what, there's a bit of hope. And then next time I checked the score, it was like 26-4. Yeah, Jesus.
Unfortunately, it was another one of those games. I was sitting there with my daughter and I was getting so cranky with it that it was either...
Did you contemplate throwing her through the TV?
She's light, but she's not that light. But I figured I would rather play in the... brand new sandpit with her than get cranky at the TV anymore. So you
chucked your toys out of the sandpit.
I did, actually. I went out there and chucked my toys in the sandpit. Look at you. You got the Yeti cup going.
Oh, and ice. Up.
Full of ice.
Wow.
And he's going to drink straight rum. Look at him go.
Look at this. He's been out west for 1 week and now he's bloody drinking like a...
Holy moly.
Holy crap.
You don't mind a bit of Coke with your rum? That's good to see.
There you go.
You know, on that trip, I bought a...
Oh, which trip was that?
Yeah, the one I just went on.
Oh,
yeah.
Where was that?
Yeah, out west.
Oh, right.
Tripping over your ego.
Yeah. Not including all pub rums and pub beers, because you don't keep a tally on that sort of stuff. Let's just say it was 600. I went through almost 3 bottles of rum in the space of 9 days.
I'm not shocked. So we were right the other week. Mika did all the driving.
No, actually.
I hope she did.
How quick did he defend this?
No, I drove to Rocky. Careful. She drove Rocky Bundy.
Careful, because you said you just drank 3 bottles in 9 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All fine.
Okay.
And then I drove, she drove Rocky Bundy. I drove Bundy Agnes, drove Agnes Gladstone, drove Gladstone Emerald, drove Emerald to Carnarvon.
Now he's name dropping.
She drove Carnarvon to... Barkey. Yeah. Oh, no, kind of into a bit of outside Emerald, and then I drove the rest to Barkey. Oh,
ripped off,
but then she drove Barkey home because I was busted.
Yeah, not a shock there. Look, injury from that game, Muzz Talungi going down in that first minute. Granville coming into fill. That was just unlucky. And I think that probably upset the apple cart a little. You know, we had to shuffle around with Granville coming in and having to play yet another position that he doesn't normally play. Although he played there a couple of weeks ago anyway. But so
what's with Granville step like injury? Granville steps up and then he's named there next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a spot stealer.
It's like,
well, he's just that's the kind of player he is. All right, I'll do it again. Someone else wants to
send me in, coach.
Yeah.
Send me in, coach.
Debuts fullback against the Storm. Ladder leaders. Yep, you're back there again next week. I don't want to be back there.
Chuck him in the
like
front row.
I like me 30-minute stints off the bench, coach.
All right, 3-2-1s from this game. Not very easy to assign them, although we are fairly consistent across the board here. It's a bit interesting. So I've gone 3 points for Tommy Gilbert. He was tackle machine. 36 tackles, I think, in total, and 100% tackle efficiency, according to the NRL.com website. I don't even know what that stat means, but it looks good. And, yeah, he was involved in a whole lot out there. Reece Robson for 2 points, who, for me, just sometimes looks like he's the only one out there doing something.
100%.
And that's obviously nothing against him. That's good for him. But
bloody.
Very strong run, that one. And 1 point I gave to Cohen Hess, who's just up that work rate. And like we said before, he's just consistent across the board. Hendo's in this week, so he's going to give his 3-2-1s instead of Pistol, because Pistol could only listen to it on the radio. And
I could only listen to it for the first 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was some couple of score checks. Cause
and you were probably three bottles of rum.
No. I drove that way in.
Well, what happened? Did the signal go out?
No, because we pulled up at mate's place and they sit outside. They don't really. They've got a TV. I don't think it's ever been turned on.
Yep. How many kids they got?
None living there.
None living at home.
No,
they've all moved on.
They have. Yeah. They're like
32.
60.
I'm just one of eight. So you know.
So your parents didn't have a TV either.
No TV.
No. Nah, they've got three good kids, but they've They're 60 years old.
And
so
the others we just don't talk about?
No, they're good. I was actually drinking Deanne's rum.
So I bet you were.
She had a stash there and I ran out, so I drank hers. So.
Yeah, he had three bottles of rum and he paid for one.
But to call it evens, like that, listening to music, Sunday sesh sort of thing, and I'm not one to rock the apple cart. Can you put the 40 on for me? He's just, play it as it is.
Mate, so. I just sit in the car and listen to it. I don't care for him. Anyway, that's me.
Jog on.
Hendo, 3-2-1s.
Would you call Tommy Gilbert Big TG from now on?
Why?
Because that's his initials. Like Big TG. Like, you know how you've got Davida Pango and they call him TPJ or whatever? You reckon we could get Big TG as a go?
No, it's not happening.
You'd go GT over TG. But yeah. No. Shut up, Pistol.
Well, you got Jakey G. What about Tommy G?
But then you got two Gs.
Yeah, no.
You got the GGs, which Pistol just loves anyway.
The double Gs.
Oh, yeah. He likes the dogs.
And all right, 3-2-1.
Yep. Can you remember what you had?
Yes, very similar to what you've put in.
I know, because you copied me. That's fine. Everyone does.
Bugger off.
You're like a part of the furniture now. It's great.
3, I went Reece Robson for exactly what you said. Just in a losing team, he was just standout in defence and attack. Some of his runs from dummy half, just phenomenal. 2 points, Granville. Again, Mr. Fix-It. Just thrown into a different position. 1 point, I went Gilbert as well. Just his work ethic as well. And an honourable mention to Hess. It was Gilbert or Hess. That was a coin toss. So Gilbert got the heads.
Beautiful. Morgs.
Yeah, look, I've gone 3 for Felty for the attacking influence that he brings across the team.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone 2 to the fastest man on the planet. Should have been an over in Tokyo on the 200 metre.
Should have.
I reckon we would have come back with a couple more golds if he was playing, if he was running in the athletics team.
Might have got us to 5th on the tally.
I reckon he might have. So I've gone Dearden, who's coming on strong every week. And for number one, I've gone my man, Tommy G, Big TG, for the tackles and the metres.
Yeah, TG.
Okay. All right. Well,
TG tackled to the ground.
Yeah. Oh.
It's going from bad to worse. Frog has sent in his 3-2-1s, and he's gone Kyle Felt, who just seemed to be in the right spot at the right time, made a couple of game changes. Yeah, he did copy you. Actually, he almost 100% copied you. He gave 2 points to Tommy Dearden, who just seemed to be the only one and only man trying to make it work. I don't know if he was watching a different game to us, Hendo. But,
well, he forgot about Robson.
Yeah, seems to have. And he gave 1 point to Cohen Hess with 45 tackles, just seemed to be one of the leading forwards, which is not wrong. Can't disagree there. So the top five remains as it was last week. Drinkwater is still leading on at 57 points. Reece Robson polled five this week to remains in second spot on 51. Jack Granville polled two in third place on 46 points. Hammer on 39. Still holding on there.
He's still there.
And in hot pursuit, Kyle Felt is up in the fifth spot.
Is the hamster any chance of back this year or is he seasoned?
Hammer, I believe, is gone.
He's seasoned.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks a lot, Gaddis.
Yeah. 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 Oh, no, hang on.
No, he's got, I think, two rounds.
You're right. Because he did his
6 weeks.
It was his appendix. Yeah, so it wasn't actually an injury. That's right. So he's only got a couple of weeks left.
Just your appendix, mate.
Pretty good injury, right?
Not an injury.
Yeah.
Nah, she'll be right.
Get in
there. I meant not a game injury. You know what I mean. And the mover of this week
was... Prefer a game injury than an appendix bursting.
Yeah, maybe. The mover this week was Tommy Dearden, who went from 15th to 12th.
My man.
On 19 points. So he's making his way up there. We might make this tally go a little bit silent, a bit like the Dally M's for the last couple of rounds. I think there's only, what, four rounds left. So, I don't know, we'll see how
it goes. Yeah, go silence, yeah.
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 All right.
All will be revealed.
Crack on.
What's the chances of, like, Cowboys, like, I've called their season now, they can't make finals. So
you've called it?
Yep, they're not even mathematical. Well, I heard all you bastards last week and you've already given up on them. But
I thought we were mathematical at least.
If Pete's called it, if number one fan
we're not even mathematical.
If he's called it, let's just shut this down.
I've crunched the numbers, we're not even mathematical.
Aren't we? Oh, no. That's rude.
Yeah, it's...
Listen, I can hear it in your voice.
Well, what, there's eight games left? Eight points up for grabs. Eight points, four games.
22,
and eight is on.
Actually, we don't have any odds on Sportsbet, so
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. When I looked up Tab the other day, and that we don't even have a payout for futures.
When they won't let you actually blow some money on it, you know that's bad.
Yeah. Hey, there could be some salary cap breaches.
There could be.
Storm could get done again.
So this is what I'm proposing, just to make a bit of Cowboy hope.
Right.
So let's just say, for argument's sake, right, that a winger at a car goes down, injured, seasoned.
Yeah. Yep.
You reckon Felty could get a late season transfer and train and trial contract with the Storm for the last three games of the year and maybe win a premiership?
Why would he want to?
Because you could win a premiership and you'd basically claim it as a Cowboys win.
He's got a premiership.
Yeah, but then you'd have Felty with two rings, and since he would be the one that scores the winning try again, it's basically a Cowboy win. So we would have won the premiership.
He's got nines under his belt too.
He does have nines.
Yeah.
How much rum did you drink, Pete?
that's a snifter.
Yeah. It's going. All right. Well, this week, round 22. 5:30 p.m. at QCB Stadium. It's going to be a big one. The Cowboys hosting the Tigers in what I'm going to dub Tigers Revenge.
Yeah.
I think they're a little bit cranky after the Leichhardt episode earlier this
20
year.
20-odd years or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Broke their hoodoo. Well, we broke our hoodoo.
And that was on Radonikis Day as
well. Yeah, it was. It's no one's filthier than they are. Don't worry about that. The team this week, it's a little bit
shifted
around.
Hang on, we still... bitter about 05. We've got a lot more.
I know. It's fine. We've won. We've been well and truly better since then. So.
Brother-in-law goes for the Tigers. You know how much smack is already being talked already this week? And I go, mate, you know, we're the battle of the bottom, hey? Like, no bragging rights coming out of
there. There is. You don't want to finish worse than the other
true.
One. Yeah. So the team this week, Val Holmes retains fullback. Kyle Felt on the wing. Dejan Arce comes into centre beside Kyle. Jake Granville starts in center, number four, and Ben Hampton at number five. Can we lose any more backs? Oh, no. Sorry. I've just done us.
You have.
I have.
See,
sorry, Felty.
I would have rather have seen, because Hampton, love him. The Hampton wing experiment,
yeah.
Move Val to the wing and put Jakey at fullback.
But then you put Hampton to center.
Yeah.
Okay. You could even have Hampton at fullback, honestly.
Yeah. I would rather Val at wing over Hampton.
Are these the sort of changes you were alluding to before, Hendo?
Possibly.
Yeah, okay. All right, Scotty Drinkwater, Tommy Dearden in the halves, Frank Molo, Reece Robson, Jordan McLean, Ben Condon, Helam Lukey, and Cohen Hess rounding out the starting 13. Jason Tamalolo obviously gone for an indeterminate amount of time. I don't think they've given any time. He's cracked another hand.
Broken hands, that's got to be season. With only four weeks left.
You might as well, hey. There's no point rushing him back.
No.
since we're not even mathematical now.
We're not.
On the bench this week is a couple of new names. Well, newish. Tommy Gilbert is not one of the new ones, but he's on there. Jeremiah Nanai, I hope I said that correctly, starts at number 15. Mitch Dunn in 16. And Griffin Neem.
Yeah, I'm 17. Liking that. Two debutants.
Yeah, I like it. Off the bench is obviously a good start.
Yep.
Should go well against the Tigers. Extended bench is Peter Holler, Connolly Lemuelu, and Shane Wright. Lachlan Burr and Muzz Talangi off this week.
What is Connolly on the extended bench for? Because I missed most of the game. So did he get a head knock or something? Or?
No, I don't think he did. No. They might just be...
So what would you be getting rid of your centre when we've got no centres already?
I couldn't tell you this week. I missed why he's actually off. I thought...
Justin O'Neill? Like,
maybe he's just...
Oh, is he not in the bubble thing? Maybe not.
Well, there's no... Doesn't matter about a bubble now, does it?
No, they still got to do their level 4 plus Apollo, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So Juzzy would be out with the Black... He would have been released back to the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Yep. Are they even playing?
They are. I saw Khalifa the other week.
Yeah.
Friday night. And, yeah, they've got a home game 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
And they're back this week.
Yep. All right. Very good. The Tigers, Moses Zembe, David Nofaluma, Tommy Talau, Michael Cheekam, Ken Malmolo, Adam Dewey, Luke Brooks in the halves. And their forwards are Stefano Yatui Kamanu.
Ah.
How good's that? Jacob Little, James Tamo is captain, Sean Blore, Luciano Leilua, Thomas McKaylee. And that's his starting 13. Off the bench, Joe Offahengawi.
Yeah, you went too early. I did. Got all happy and then you stuffed it.
Yeah, Kelma Tuilagi. Tuilagi. Alex Twile and Zach Sini off the bench there. Their extended bench is Jake Simkin, another Simkins. I'm not going to try and pronounce his first name. I'll say Tukey Simkins. Jock Madden and James Roberts is number 21 for them. He's fallen on the wrong side of...
Mm.
Madge there at one point.
So no wrong side of the tracks, Chino.
Yeah, so referee is Chris Sutton. So
hearing that name, James Tamo, and look, hindsight's a magical thing. Like we obviously got rid of Maguire and we didn't re-sign Molo or anything like that. Are you a bit iffy because he was on a radar for a contract up in Townsville again, like before he left Penrith to go to West Tigers? Do you reckon we could have done with a big Jimmy T back in Cowboy colours, even if it was for 2 seasons?
Nah, because I think at the time we didn't really need a big forward.
Yeah, imagine having Tamo and McLean going together.
Yeah, but again, the game's changed. Yeah. And it's too quick for those guys now.
Yeah. This is where I really don't know why we're letting Corey Jensen go.
Yeah, that's 100%. That was a shocker when I saw that.
That he's got, well, he's what, 110? He's smaller... on the forward size.
Yeah.
But
he's got the mobility.
Fit and mobile and just killing it with the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
But I've no idea why we've let him go.
No.
Same with Asiata. I don't know why we let him go either, but anyhow, hindsight.
Yeah, look, like we keep saying.
I can see Asiata just not having, like we've got the positions that he would fill. Like he was almost too much depth.
In
those positions.
And he
was almost the Jake Granville. Yeah. He was the Mr. Fix-It. Like, he didn't really own a spot.
Yeah. But he could come in and play literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Except maybe winger.
If you've been at the one company for so long, like, we've all swapped jobs in their time and you've had a, you know, change as good as a holiday. So you can understand from a personal point of view as well.
You've had both in 2 weeks, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Funny that. Yep. All right. Well, the Tigers, they'll be here this Saturday, 5:30 p.m. There is a family day thing going on beforehand in the Northern Oval, I believe.
Okay. I know it's Members Day.
Yeah, that's what it is. I keep calling it Family Day, but it's Members Day. Members. So hook on in, get over there and have a bit of a fun time.
Ladies' Day as well.
Women in League round?
Women in League, yeah.
So Ladies' Day. A little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit different. Yeah.
Ladies' Day was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. No, but Women in League round.
Yep.
It's, do all the good things for all the sisters, the daughters, the nieces, the mothers, the wives of the comps.
What about the players?
Yeah. Yeah, the players now.
The players.
Gold Star's going all right. One of their players.
You give them a gold star?
Yeah, yeah. I give them a gold star, yeah.
All those times where... I don't know where you go with that, but... Leanne was working the canteen out in Longreach and...
Sorry, where?
Oh, well, just saying, yeah. Like...
out west again.
Like, just... Yeah. Women in league just appreciate everything gotcha. That they do.
Okay, no worries. Very good. All right, well, news this week. And Paul Green set to receive a pay rise from the Queensland Rugby League. Green will not only keep his job as Queensland Maroons head coach in 2022, but will receive more power and a pay rise to boot.
Makes sense.
This just appeared on the Facebook, I think, on the Cowboy Stampede page. Stampede page. I don't know whether that's true, but I don't know.
Makes sense to me.
Do you give him another year?
No. Yep.
I'd give him another year.
I would.
Yeah. I mean, they've got Cooper Cronk coming in as well.
That won't hurt.
They've got JT still there.
JT's there.
Billy.
JT was basically JT was there last year anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, Cooper Cronk, he sort of steps in on the board. He's taking over Ben Eichen.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much. So yep, Ben Eichen's gone to Broncos and Cooper's taken that over. So
and then Broncos get rid of Brodie Croft. Is that not a weird move, or is it just me? Like, to me, Brodie Croft's one of the, like, I know we're talking about the Broncos, but to me, Brodie Croft is one of the Broncos' best players at the moment.
100%.
So why? I don't understand.
He's the one that's keeping them in there.
Because they've got Adam Reynolds coming.
But wouldn't you put Croft and Reynolds together?
Yeah.
Rather than take a gamble on gamble?
Oh!
Set that up perfect.
I liked it. You set that up.
I'd keep Milford there.
Yeah, that went well. All right, anyway.
Is Cronk going to be a, with the role he's got with the Queensland team, is there any chance he'll have a number 7 on his back as well?
You think that wouldn't hurt?
Couldn't hurt.
No.
I would take...
Cronk and Munster.
I would take a 2-year absent Cronk in the Queensland half team.
Over DCE?
Yeah.
I think DCE's good. It's not...
Yeah, I know, and I'm being a bit critical. But a Cronk, he's not 40 yet. He could still tow.
Apparently he's still fit.
Yeah.
So why not?
He's got a nose like a smashed crab, but...
I don't think the bloke's touched it. He definitely hasn't touched a rum.
We'll see. Nah, keep DC in then.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. All right, fair enough. We'll go over to the tipping comp this year. The official On The Range tipping... Footy tipping comp is over at footytips.com.au. It's brought to you by the busiest bees at BeeClean NQ. Hey, I've been working on that. How do you like that? Carpets, upholstery, rugs, mattresses, car seats, air cons and more. Fully insured, qualified techs. They're prompt, efficient and thorough.
You said car seats.
I did.
I know someone who may need a clean.
The leaderboard from last week. Webster 1 is still holding a marginal lead. He's at 153 points now, but he only tipped 5 last week and a whole bunch of people tipped 7. Webster 1 has only got a 3-point lead. So I think he had like 8 points or something a couple of weeks ago. So Webster, you need to lift your game, mate, because you've got people on your ass. Those are Year of the Cow on 150, Farkoff on 150 also, only separated by margin there. Cody O'Hara, who tipped that perfect round last week. Your sticker's in the mail, Cody. He is on 148 points. Harry and Q on 146 with Red Hot Richie. They're all making a run at the end. Tons of tips. The Ur, Chris North, Ultimate Olo, and the list goes down, way down. Everybody, there was only a couple zeros. There actually were a couple zeros this week, so pretty unfortunate for them. Tip 7 myself. I'm now up to 30th. Yay! I've left Barking Frog behind. I don't even know where he is anymore. Oh, yeah, there he is in 41st, page 2, has a whole bunch of people that we also talk about. Hey, Morgan.
Nah, it's a mess.
where am I?
Did I catch you last week?
Am I anywhere?
You
I chipped a 6 in the double joker round.
Did you? And you got is 3 that, the week just gone, yeah. So you're in 68th.
Am I beating Finn?
No.
No.
Am I even mathematical?
He's on 122, you're on 111.
Yeah,
I'm mathematical. I'm going to get you, Finn.
Oh, actually, speaking of people who forgot to put their tips in this week.
Well, how does that work? Because I did.
Well, not according to footytips.com.au.
And then you send that thing across, and then I logged in, and I had tips there. Well, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Someone might be hacking your account.
I think so, because I'm 65th, Hendo 60, so
yeah.
No point me turning up anymore.
I got shafted by the Bronx because listening back to you guys, I put my tips in, and then, no, too late, not going to read them out. And Hendo said, nah, Pistol will tip the Broncos on this for the Cowboy client. You know I did.
I know you too well.
By one. Oh. I didn't want to give him any more of a win than one.
Understandably.
And, yeah, thanks, Broncos.
Yeah.
I think that's the third time in about 23 years I've tipped the Broncos just to help the cows out. And the cows didn't even help me out by winning.
And how many tipping comps have you won?
Oh, I come last every time.
Yeah. Yeah, without fail. All right. Well, this round is round 22. Kicks off this Thursday night. It's currently at Sunshine Coast Stadium. The Storm hosting the Raiders. Kicks off at 7:50 p.m. Pistol.
Yeah, I've gone for a boil over here.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds silly, but
it does.
They've got their season on the line, and I'm putting Raiders now as the NQ Raiders. So
I think we did that last year too, didn't we?
Yeah. We got to all the way to the prelim. So I'm riding the Raiders home to win the comp this year.
Okay, very good. Morgs?
Yeah, I'll go over Storm by 12.
Oh, cheating.
Which I think is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Hello? I've gone Storm by 16.
Storm by 16. Wow. Okay, I've gone Storm by 12 and the Frog has gone Storm by 10. Very good. Friday the 13th, unlucky for some, 6 p.m. at Suncorp Stadium. Of course. Where would it be anywhere else? The Dragons are in 10th. The Panthers are in 2nd. Pistol.
I'm just looking at the ladder here.
Just looking at the Dogs.
Yeah,
the next race.
No. I've got the ladder up stuff, yeah? Oh, yeah. I did go the Panthers, though.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I've gone Panthers, too.
On Panthers, Hendo.
Because that also helps the Cowboy climb if the Dragons.
Totally. Yep.
Panthers.
You want to finish 9th.
Yep. I've gone Panthers and Frog has gone Panthers as well. Second game, unsurprisingly, Suncorp Stadium, the Broncos. $4.50. The Roosters are $1.20. Pistol.
Is it a Broncos home game or an away game?
This one's a home game at home. Just last week was an away game at home.
At home, yeah. See, why couldn't they have moved their away games not at Suncorp?
They could have had them at Seabus or Suncoast.
Yeah.
No.
Mm. Yeah.
Got to be there.
Again, all you Bronco fans out there, this is why we hate you.
Didn't help them.
Kissed on the knob and you just get everything given your own way.
Yep.
So Roosters.
Good.
Tedesco to score a hat trick.
Ooh, put that in your multi.
Cock-a-doodle do.
Very good. Hendo.
Roosters.
I'm going Roosters. Frog's going Roosters as well. We move on to Saturday, the 14th at 3 p.m. And this one is at Seabus Super Stadium. The Rabbits, $1.18. The Titans are $5.
Oh, can you say that in the old school warehouse sale ads when they used to be at the Townsville?
Get it for $5.
Yeah. Roosters versus the Titans, $5.
$5.
All right, give us the Rabbits.
Mogs?
The Cardinal and Myrtle.
The what now?
The green and red.
Oh, right, gotcha.
Yeah, bunnies, but I'd be putting a sneaky tenner on the Titans.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that.
Titans are playing for their season. No, we've got to go the Raiders climb. Go the Rabbits.
All right, I'm going the Rabbits, and Frog is going the Rabbits as well at 5:30 p.m. at QCB.
Hang on, just on that. I'm just looking at the ladder here because I've been living under a cave in a rock.
Living under a cave.
You mean in a gorge?
Yeah, in a gorge, basically.
Carnarvon Gorge, probably.
Yeah. I heard it's pretty good this time of year.
Yeah.
Storm are on front with 38 points, and it's Panthers and Rabbits on 36. Yes. Rabbits were a basket case last time I was tuning in to watch the league, and now they're almost going to win the Miners.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Man, they might win the comp.
It's been under a cave in a rock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Turin, outback.
Yeah, I think Rabbits. I might change my futures on my...
Oh, your futures. I thought you were going to change your tip. Still going Rabbits, though.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I think Rabbits might win the comp.
Have we clarified that? Yeah, very good.
Pete's added enlightenment. Oh, he's seen a lot.
How much rum's there? 5:30 p.m, Queensland Country Bank Stadium. The only one not in southeast Queensland. Cowboys are $2.45. The Tigers, $1.55.
Yeah, give us Cowboys. And on that, who's paying after that game? Manly and Eels.
Manly Eels, yeah.
Why isn't that a double header?
It could be, yep.
At
who knows?
QCB?
Could be, yep. Probably won't be, but yeah, no, it should be.
If it did become a double header, you would think that they would switch times, though, wouldn't you?
Well, see, the other thing is, yeah. And the other thing is, we actually spoke about all this last week when you weren't here.
Oh,
how it all should be up here.
Yeah.
That might have been before we actually
recorded. Oh, no, I did hear a bit of that. Makes sense.
Yeah, totally it does. But anyway, we've already
I remember it. Frog crapping on about the sports reserve for about 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, so you did listen.
Yeah. Morgs.
Better together, one team, one dream. We're going to Cowboys.
Oh.
Woo!
Hendo.
Tigers.
You're a wanker, mate.
Oh,
you're
get
a dead set wanker.
I've made it. I got a wanker.
Yeah,
you did. I've made it.
No. Really?
Well.
Get off.
I'm going to rub salt in the wound. I'm going the Tigers as well.
Why?
And so is Frog.
Oh.
What a bunch of losers.
Hey, I was with you last week on the 6%. What happened there?
Yeah, well, you know.
I know now how Dark Helmet felt in Spaceballs when he's surrounded by assholes.
Yep, 100%. 7:35 p.m. on Saturday, and it was going to be at Lotto Land. It's now at Sunshine Coast Stadium. The Manly Sea Eagles are $1.20. The Eels are $4.50. They've certainly gone downhill, haven't they?
Oh, Pistol. Yeah. Coincidentally, Eels have had the slide since the King cut his hair.
No.
No, they've been sliding.
They've been sliding well before.
Yeah, it didn't help, though.
No. They haven't pulled points since the bye.
Well, the King wasn't there.
How much has Manly turned it around? You talk about a one-team player.
One-player team?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, give me Manly.
Morgs?
Yeah, I'm going Manly, just quietly. Manly paying, what, $9 to win the comp and Eels paying 41.
Yeah.
So we'll go Manly.
Okay.
Manly.
Manly, very good. I'm going Manly as well, and Frog, also going Manly. How about that?
Gutho's trying to negotiate his next contract for a mil.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get it.
You don't see it?
No.
Okay. I thought you were a fan. But anyway, Sunday, 15th, 2 p.m., originally going to be at Mount Smart. It is at Morton Daly Stadium in Redcliffe. See, you could have it here at 1300. Mate, way better than Morton Daly.
I'd go and watch Warriors here.
Yeah. Warriors $1.32, Bulldogs $3.40. Pistol.
Yeah, look, I want the Bulldog climb and the Bronco slide, but give me the Warriors.
Okay. Morgs?
Yeah, I'm going Warriors.
Funny that.
100%.
Yeah. I didn't think any of
in it together.
Yeah. Endo.
I have gone Warriors, but I wouldn't be surprised if Dogs get up. They've been playing pretty close.
Yeah, they've been close.
They've been like the Cowboys were last year and year before, where they were only losing by that six to 12.
Yeah.
We've just been blown out of the park this year.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm going the Warriors as well. And so is Frog, the last game of the round on Sunday afternoon, 4:05 p.m. Originally slated for Net Strata Jubilee. This one is also at Morton Daly Stadium in Redcliffe. Fancy having a doubleheader there and not here.
Oh, well.
Not that we're better.
Flights are expensive these days.
Yeah, totally. Sharks are $2, as if we wouldn't fill a 100% capacity stadium. Sharks are $2.80. The Knights are $1.44. Pistol.
Yeah, going the Knights.
Ooh.
Because I want to see Knights get into the top eight, but Raiders stay in there as well. But give us the Knights purely because I want to see Clifford play finals.
It's good. I'm glad you said that.
I'm with Pete. I'll be on the Knights since Clifford went down there, so I'm going Knights too.
Very good. And
the Big Red Dog.
Big Red Dog.
Making the eight.
Oh, I like everybody's going the Knights. I am as well. So is Frog. I think everybody's on board the Big Red Dog train. And, you know, there's other players down there that used to be up here, so we'll go with those ones. From Subway, what's your favourite stay?
You guys are my witnesses. I have submitted my tips, okay? So next time this happens, I want you to see.
Where's the confirmation?
Oh, bloody hell. No, it says your tips are in. Your tips are in. Because I did that last week too, and I got screwed.
Oh, well. Now, do you have Toasty Toasties? Are they those cheesy things or a spicy mayo sub?
I'd go Toasties.
See, I'd go the spicy mayo sub.
Yeah, Toasties all day long.
Toasties.
You can't beat a Toasty.
Yeah, but how many Toasties? If you've only got three, All right, well, submit those. I better make sure I submit mine as well. Oh, function unavailable at the moment.
Oh, kidding me.
I've been done by footy tips.
See, this is it. This is a rot. Now, I've gone back just so I can see this thing.
It saved my tips, but it didn't.
Yeah, Toasty Toasties.
Submit.
Yeah, but it'll just be like a cheesy toasty, right?
Yeah. But if you only get three little ones, like they're showing in that,
that's true.
That's not enough. I need a full foot long.
Yeah.
I need 12 inches.
Yeah, you would. You would.
Everyone wants 12 inches.
Who doesn't? Not everyone has it.
There's not a whole lot you could do with 12 inches.
I wouldn't know. I would not know.
You're right now, Pistol? You're all you survived?
I'm on a David Coulthard one stopper.
That's Bloody good.
Oh, brilliant. I love it. All right.
That's the call of a night.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the night yet again, and since the frog is not here, Rob has to do the voiceover, so this time he's written it out. Pistol was too lazy to come up with a multi, so we've mixed it up again. It's all thanks to Fusion Networks. It's the On the Ranch Mixed Multi.
All right.
That was probably better than the last take. Anyway, so it is a seven-leg multi. Well, it looks like a, I don't know, it's a multi-leg multi. We've put two in each.
That's a mess.
It's all over the place.
Stick with it.
It's definitely on. It is all over the place. There's two legs on American baseball here. The first one is the LA Dodgers over the Philadelphia Phillies. I've put this one in myself. Mm-hmm. I do believe Pistol contributed the Oakland Athletics up over the Cleveland Indians.
Because Morgan said he was watching Moneyball the other day, and I rate that in one of the top 10 movies of all time. And, okay. You know, the Oakland A's, get amongst it.
I've thrown in the Raiders plus 22.5 over the Storm, and Hendo has thrown in an anytime try score of Justin Olam in that game to give us a little two-leg same game multi. The couple other legs here we've got. The Warriors. Who took the Warriors?
I think it's me.
Morgan Warriors.
Okay, so Morgan threw in the Warriors, and Hendo's thrown in Ewan Aiken as any time try scorer in that game to make a two-leg same-game multi. And you can put all this together if you're on the right bookie. Anyway, that's how it goes. And I think the last leg there is Souths.
That's me again.
That's you. Oh, because you put in Melbourne. Yeah. Didn't you have Melbourne?
No, I took them out because they were not bold enough, according to you guys.
Yeah, so really so you only had one leg.
No, he had two.
I had two.
Who was your other one?
I had a leg in there as well. Tedesco anytime try scorer.
Oh, it has all gone to poo.
All right, redo it.
We'll chuck him in. We'll chuck in Tedesco.
All right, we'll chuck in Tedesco. Look, we'll put $20 on it. At the moment, it's paying about $45, $46, but
to one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with $20, it pays $933.
And Tedesco's paying 2-1 at any time try score. So he'd be about almost two Genos. Almost.
Yeah, just shy.
I'm just seeing if I can chuck it in.
That is a purchase bet.
Isn't it?
Hang on, I'm putting it in now, but the issue is I might have to fiddle around to
It'll be up on one of the socials by the end of tomorrow.
No, it's in. And James Tedesco is paying $1.90. Takes us to $1,773.
Is that power played or unpower played?
That is power played.
Ooh.
It's the town of 1773. I like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's if only if it was town of 1770, I was there.
I'm sure you were, no doubt.
Great beaches, good lookout. There's a distillery in Agnes, which is right on 1770. Oh, man, I bought strawberry liqueurs and everything.
I'll bet you did.
No doubt about it.
All right, well, all thanks to Fusion Networks. That's the On the Ranch Mixed Multi. And as Frog would say, gamble with someone else's money instead of his. All right, something like that.
Gamble heaps, but not with my wallet.
yeah, exactly.
That was almost, it's like Frog was in the room. It's really good. I'm impressed, Pistol.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty easily impressed when it comes to things.
Whoa, a blue car.
You are your brother. Oh, no, he can't see blue cars.
He can't see blue cars.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, gentlemen, it's been fun. I think that's us for the week.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, definitely.
You're already turning the ugly lights on and the music up.
The ugly music.
The ugly music.
It's because I have to look at you all night. Normally I'm looking at Frog and he's usually well-groomed.
I've got my hair done up.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Princess Leia head.
Do you throw your hair back and forth?
Oh, sometimes I do.
Can I watch you whip?
That's a deep cut.
Only if you see me nay-nay.
Oh, there it is.
Peter.
He's on fire tonight.
Look at his boy.
Look at him go. If you're on Instagram, get on over to @ontheranchnq. I think Frog's the only one who puts anything on there. But you'll find the episode announcement there these days. It automatically posts there. I like it. I figured it out.
Oh, wow.
It's like I know a bit of technology.
Yeah, well.
Not good ones.
Hopefully you do.
Speaking of, @XRBob on Twitter. I think I haven't posted there for about 4 weeks. It's been good. Pistols at the On The Spot Facebook page. That's seen about the same amount of activity.
I got ripped off on that. I was going to post one from Carnarvon and video it. I said to Meek, hey, can you video me? I haven't got a script, nothing. I'm just going to go live here.
Yep.
Not live, but record.
Yep.
And now you're on holidays. You don't need to do that sort of stuff.
Oh, Meek.
The legions of fowls want it, darling. No, we gotta walk this trail now.
At Fusion Networks.
Yeah, Fusion Networks. For Fusion Networks, for your IT services and needs.
Very good. At the Barking Frog MC, it's somewhere out at Mount Isa. And Hendo is trying to show me his social media something. On Snapchat, if you want dank memes, L.Hendo.
Oh, I love dank memes.
Dank memes. Get on over there.
Oh, Hendo. Mr. Good Time on Snapchat does show the memes.
He hangs with the kids, with the cool kids on Snapchat. I don't even know how to use a Snapchat. So, anyway.
I understand why he does 2 hours OT a day. Because he does shit off it. Just getting bombarded.
Very good. All right. Thanks for listening.
Have a good one. Go the Cowboys. See you at the season.
Go the Cowboys, go Rabbits.
Go Rabbits?
Yeah, go Rabbits.
All right.
Just seeing if the 6 in the 5th at Townsville gets up here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I bet good it will.
The 5.
Who are you on?
I was on the 6. There's 4 mongrels. Jammed him 3 times.
Brilliant.
Hendo's been looking at his watch for the last 45 fucking minutes here.
He's got somewhere to be.
He's got somewhere on the boil. 'Burgundy only says what's on the teleprompter. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.